You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. So our new serial starts today. Halloween is not a verb. The new addition to the Fake Geek Girl series about witches and a rock band and university students of a magical and non-magical university. So to catch up on the secret origins of the Fake Geek Girl housemates, you can check out previous stories from this series. They're all available to free to listen here on the podcast, or you can buy them as ebooks. Or if you become one of my Patreon subscribers, all those stories are among the many, many ebooks that you can download immediately upon becoming a subscriber. So the previous Fake Geek Girl stories, the first one is Fake Geek Girl, which introduces the band and starts off the romance between Ferd and Hebe and introduces a lot of the other characters. Then we have Unmagical Boy Story, which is the tale of Viola and Jules, Ferd's previous friends, and how they stopped worrying and learned to like his new friends and came to meet the band. Also, The Bromances is the third story. That's where Fake Geek Girl performs at a witchy musical festival. Juniper discovers the darker side of fandom, and so on. There's also one story which isn't on the podcast, which is the Patreon-exclusive prequel, The Alchemy of Fine, and that builds the early friendship between Sage and Holly and Hebe, and kind of brings you up to date with the high school and university life before the Fake Geek Girl stories began. So this is one of the ongoing regular series on the Sheep Might Fly podcast. And I'm not sure how long this one's going to run for. Hopefully I will be done before this year's Halloween so I can get it out as an ebook in time for others to read it. It's nice to be back. Part 1. To Halloween or not to Halloween. Chapter 1. Mistakes are made. Viola Vale had made a crucial error. As a postgrad student, it wasn't unusual to be asked to run a tutorial group for first years. When her department asked her to volunteer, she signed right up. That was perfectly reasonable. It didn't even count as a bad life choice. When she realised she'd actually been handed a third year advanced course, that was when she should have said no. Teaching students her own age was bound to lead to trouble, and she knew it even as she ummed and erred. But, as Professor M said blithely, who would be better qualified to take seminars on the magical application of ancient myth? Apart from Professor M herself, a low-key genius and qualified expert in the field. Yes, it was relevant to her thesis, and yes, Viola could talk through the course content in her sleep. So yes, she said yes. Big mistake! Third year meant Jules Nightshade and Sage McLaren, who had both independently decided to take this class, despite it not being remotely relevant to either of their majors. The bastards. Both young men were brilliant warlocks, with abilities and intelligence far beyond their peers. Both were being fast-tracked for postgraduate work themselves once they'd graduated later this year, though Jules had yet to commit to that. He had a lot of job offers. Both young men technically counted as friends, she supposed, though she went back and forth as to whether Sage was a mate now or an enemy, one stolen band t-shirt away from Nemesis. Jules had been Viola's ride-or-die BFF for most of her life. There was no escaping him now. Both young men were assholes. That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was, she was pretty sure they still wanted to bang each other. And she was right here with a front row seat for all the sexual tension, the passive-aggressive flirting, the one-upmanship, and the warlock equivalent of shaking your tail feathers. Right now, they were having the most offensively intense discussion about the Icarus myth from across the circle of chairs, apparently having forgotten there was anyone else in the room. The other students in the tutorial watched the two of them with a fascination that bordered on the perverse, some of them discreetly taking notes on Sage and Jules's increasingly outlandish theories. At least Viola was here to witness it, and would recognise the origin if the mid-semester essays all repeated the obnoxious proposal that the source of beeswax for Icarus's wings was in any way significant. One student had a laptop, balanced precariously across her thighs, typing madly. Viola was almost certain she was writing fanfic about her fellow students. Sage was all red in the face, which often happened when he was anywhere near Jules, while Jules himself had gone cold and sarcastic. Frost crackled across his eyebrows. The student's laptop made a small fritzing sound, as the magic tensions in the room, from Sage probably, though Jules wasn't helping, reached their zenith. "Okay, we're stopping there," Viola said briskly. "You have to decide on your final practical project by next week, including group selection, or I'll pick a topic and a group for you. I need an abstract covering the myth you intend to respond to and the relevant spell work you'll be engaging in. Also an ethics statement if the spell work involves living creatures, which, yes, does include humans. We'll also be using next week's tutorial to cover Minoan symbolism, so read the last three chapters of the Circead." She pointed a finger at Sage. "You need to go drink a cup of coffee right the hell now." "Sorry," he said, with that wide, horrendously charming grin of his. He gave Jules a restrained bro nod, which wasn't fooling anyone, and hurried out of the room. Jules leaned back in his chair, like he had nowhere else to be. "You," Viola said impatiently, after the last of the students filed out. "Seriously, Jules?" "Seriously what?" "I thought..." And she checked herself briefly, because her department was relaxed about some things, but she should probably be careful what she might be overheard saying to a student. "I thought he was out of your system," she said with a glare. "I have no idea what you're talking about, Vale," said Jules, entirely innocent. "You're buying lunch," she grumbled. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.